Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, day 154, with all your heart. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. Proverbs 3:5. Let that land for just a moment, with all your heart, not most of it, not the part that hasn't already made a backup plan. All of it. And we already feel the resistance, don't we? Because we are practiced at splitting the heart. We trust God with one hand and hold the blueprint tight with the other, and then we wonder why the peace won't come. Here's the hard truth. Divided trust doesn't hold. It's a bridge with a crack in the middle. It looks fine until the real wind arrives. Solomon didn't write this as a gentle suggestion. He wrote it as a man who had seen what happens when you lean on your own wisdom and it gives way. He's warning you, don't lean on what cannot hold. And notice what he calls what cannot hold, your own understanding, not your enemies, yours, your analysis, your logic, your carefully constructed map of the next 5 years. That stings because we trust that tool enormously. But your understanding sees to the corner. God sees above the clouds. You are trying to navigate open sky with a flashlight.
That's why the promise that follows is so breathtaking. In all your ways, your calendar this week, the contract you're about to sign, the conversation you keep avoiding, acknowledge him. Invite God into every decision, not as a formality, as a real, lived dependence. And the promise belongs to him. The road you cannot map, he straightens ahead of you, not the road you designed, the road he opens. And that distinction changes everything.
But there is a cost. The cost is control. Trusting with all your heart means opening the hand that is gripping the plan. I know how that feels. It feels like losing. It feels like surrender. But what you find on the other side of that open hand is rest. A rest that your own strength will never manufacture, no matter how hard you work or how many times you run the numbers. Because the weight you carry alone was always meant to be released. So here we are, day 154. Not to collect another good thought, to move. There is a step you have been putting off. You know exactly what it is. Maybe it's a conversation you owe someone. Maybe it's a decision you've been paralyzed over. Maybe it's simply letting go of an outcome you've been white-knuckling, the one only God can actually resolve. Take that step today. Don't wait for more clarity. Don't wait for more courage. Take the step and hand the outcome to the Lord. That is what it looks like to trust with all your heart. It is not a feeling. It is an act of faith. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.